remember last week we had the tax collector and the Pharisee. Pharisee prayed to himself and thought how good he was. The tax collector bowed his head before God and said, "Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner." And Jesus said that man went home at peace with God, and the Pharisee did not. Luke, to kind of reinforce that message, gives us another unique moment in the gospel. So again, you won't find this in the others. So whenever Luke does something like this, it's an important kind of turning point. And again, it's an example of compassion in action. But it is significantly different in some respects from what's gone before. When a lot of teachers, and this is not a criticism of teachers, okay, but when a lot of teachers teach this, they make it all about how little Zacchaeus was really nice and he has a tree and then Jesus comes and then he comes down to his and he comes down. And it's nothing like that, okay? Because it just isn't. Because he was a thug. An absolute thug. He was a gangster. He was a nasty human being. This is a man who would think nothing of beating the living daylights out of somebody if they couldn't pay the taxes. This is a man who has significantly sold people into slavery when they couldn't pay their taxes because he's a senior tax collector. He's not one of the lads on the street. Somebody who supervises. Now, he wouldn't get his hands dirty, probably. He'd pay somebody to beat them up. But the idea that he's some kind of nice, kind of, but slightly misguided individual is ridiculous. It's more likely to be like one of the crazies than he is anyone else. I mean, he's partially psychotic. You know, and he's a collaborator. He's collaborating with Rome. I mean, I suppose, if he wasn't a gangster, if you want a more palatable image of him, call him a capitalistic hedge fund manager, right? And that would give you some kind of idea of the kind of person Zacchaeus is. And the ironic thing is, as much as I detest capitalistic hedge fund managers, and I shouldn't, because I should be a better human being than that, but sadly I'm not, salvation is also offered to them. Because this is the only time that Jesus initiates the conversation. Normally, when people come to Jesus, it's like, "Lord, help me," isn't it? Go back to Luke. But this one is different. And fair play to Zacchaeus. He's climbed a tree, which must have been interesting to see anyway. I mean, I know, I was saying this last night, I know how it is to be short. You know, when I used to go to Main Road, you know, sometimes if we were playing well, you'd be jumping up and down to see over people's heads. Luckily, we didn't play well very often. So I would sit there and then occasionally kind of look round somebody so I could see what was going on. Not that there was much worth seeing. So I understand Zacchaeus' desire. But the idea that this is some kind of premeditated conversion experience, I think is wrong. I don't think he knows why he does that. I genuinely don't. I just think he's curious. He wants to see what all the fuss is about. So he climbs the tree. And, you know, when he's not expecting anyone to look at him, because, I mean, don't forget, bottom of the tree, who's going to be there? The heavies. First funeral I ever did, God's truth. I didn't realise who he was, thank God. Otherwise, I'd have bricked it. It was the brother of one of the main gangsters in Manchester. I was 25 years old, and I didn't know very much about the world particularly. I certainly had never met a gangster, Mr. Flood, his name was. Everyone called him Mr. Flood. And his brother died, God bless him. So, we had a very civilised conversation with Mr. Flood and his wife and everything else. And on the day, and my parish priest, God bless him, thank God, didn't tell me who he was, because he didn't know. But what I remember vividly on the day is the guys in mohair overcoats, right, on either side, four of them, all built like big brick toilets. And they were there to make sure that nothing kicked off. It was a very peaceful funeral. Because if anyone was going to get in the way, it was going to be like, "Oh, would you like to come out now?" So, and I want you to think of it like that. He's up a tree, but his brick toilets are around that tree to make sure no one gets at him. And then Jesus, who obviously knew who he was, because everyone in Jericho knew who he was, kind of says, "Zacchaeus, come down. I need to come and see you today. I want to eat in your house." Now, whatever Zacchaeus thought of Jesus, and we don't know what he thought of him, he knows he's a kind of charismatic rabbi. He knows the crowd really like him. He also knows that the powers that be really don't like him, because he asks too many questions and he challenges their authority too much. And so you've got to put yourself in Zacchaeus's position here, because salvation like that only gets offered once. So a lot of us would stay in the tree because it's safer. But he doesn't. Because a bit like the tax collector in last week's sermon, more importantly, in the Gospels, he knows that he's not right. So he gets down and he hurries down and he welcomes him joyfully. And of course, what happens? Nobody likes capitalistic hedge fund managers being offered salvation, so everyone gets a bit annoyed, you know, and there'll be headlines in the papers and stuff, and you know, how dare Jesus do this and talk to people who've ripped off thousands of people and made all this money and everything else, which is totally understandable and human. And Jesus just lets him rabbit on, because he's waiting for what is Zacchaeus going to do, and God bless him. He stands his ground, because he knows on a deep level. And you've almost got to have been bad to know when you've been offered something good, I think. And he says, "Look, sir, I'm going to give half my property to the poor." Brackets, since I nicked it off him in the first place, close brackets. "And if I have cheated anybody," and there'd been a big groan in the crowd there, because everyone knows that he's cheated people, that's part of the Roman tax system. Don't forget, you bid with Roman taxes, you bid for the franchise. As long as they get their bit of money, they don't care what else you charge. That's how the empire worked. That's why, you know, people like Crassus got really, really, really rich, because they were tax farmers. You know, and Zacchaeus was part of that system. So he says, "If I've cheated anybody, I will pay them back four times the amount," brackets, "because that's how much I took that I shouldn't have taken," close brackets. Right? So he's genuinely recognizing what he's done, and he's making the effort, and he's giving it back. What's really interesting is he's only giving half of it back. So God bless him, he's still at that point where he's going to cling on to something. But salvation's got to start somewhere. Conversion has to start at a moment. And him giving away 50% of his wealth, plus what he's going to pay back, which in theory could have meant liberating slaves who'd sold into slavery, that's a start, isn't it? And it's a massive start, because it shows a real awareness of who he is. And do you remember last week I said the problem for a lot of us is we struggle to admit nowadays that we're sinners, because we struggle with the idea of sin and the idea of that makes us a bad person. And that's not what sin is. To sin is to fall short. That's the biblical definition of it. So it's nothing to do with shame. You know, and part of Zacchaeus' thing, and I think part of the beauty of the story, is that he overcomes his own shame. He overcomes his own fear. He overcomes his own pride to get down out of the tree and acknowledge that, yeah, I am not a good person. And because of that, Jesus can say, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham." He's remembered who he is. He's remembered his initial dignity. He's remembered his initial blessing. "For the Son of Man has come to seek out and save what was lost." Not just the poor, but the rich too. And that's it. Salvation is for all of us. And that's why that first reading is so beautiful from Wisdom. Because, you know, it's God looking at the world and seeing everything he's made as being blessed. And what people tend to forget, because of St. Augustine, God bless him, all the theology of original sin, is because before there was original sin, there was original blessing. God looked at what he'd made symbolically, and he saw everything was very good. Not just good, it was very good. And what people forget, and this is the teaching of the church, by the way, you don't lose that. That original blessing is there. And part of it is just letting go and letting God, as I keep saying really, letting God love you so that you know you are beloved. That's where you've got to start from. All good theology starts from that, I think. And if somebody tells you any different, then, you know, call them on it. Ask them where they're getting this, what sources are they quoting. And if it's some obscure 13th century saint, then, you know, maybe they're barking up the wrong tree. Because that isn't the church. The whole point of Vatican II, don't forget, was resourceful, a return to the sources. Return to the early church and the vision of the early church, which was far more liberal than we give it credit for. And where did they get that liberality from? Jesus. For us, this is something to remind us to kind of take account of who we are, to own that, the good and the bad, but to be confident in God's forgiveness, God's mercy, God's compassion. And if we really believe that, then, you know, we have to not judge capitalistic hedge fund managers and idiots like, I mean, and nice people like that who are slightly deluded. You know, and that means we've all got work to do, myself included. But it's good work, because by changing the way we see the world and we see people, we make the world a better place. And we enable Jesus to emerge from the background into the foreground of a person's life. And that's what it's all about. Phil did get, I just had to get that 1.5 minutes. Sorry, Phil. That's